Hey. Now, now that they're not listening anymore, right? Fuck the feds.
Welcome everyone to the Podteed Wrestling Federation. I'm your host, Andrea Tabici, and with me is Adam Owen.
That's right, Tom. It's going to be a great wrestling match with wrestling in it.
Indeed, there will be wrestling going on in this wrestling match.
Now, I'm looking forward to the half-naked men.
Yes, yes, that's my favorite part as well, of course. Now, this evening's referee is Sam Morris, and he will be... making sure everything goes down as proper down there. He has the rule set, and he has the power.
All right, boys. Keep it clean. Keep it clean. No punching in the balls. Keep it
clean.
No pulling
on
hair.
I don't know who he's talking to right now.
Adam.
I don't know the rules right now.
No pulling on hair. That includes your own.
As you can hear, we have Sam right from the locker room right now teaching the wrestlers a lesson. Okay.
Yeah.
So... it's time for, oh, here it comes, Matty Shoestring, a.k.a. the Southern Dandy!
I still support slavery in all its functions.
As you can see...
famous line right there.
A real crowd pleaser whenever he says the crowd is going wild.
Our crowd is currently waving Southern Rights flags, which is brilliant.
And half of them are in blackface. Isn't that just nice to see?
It's a nice touch. It's a nice touch. There's been recent rumors going around in the tabloids that the Southern Dandy is actually Swedish. I'm hoping that
I wouldn't hear
lies and slander.
I wouldn't hear a word of it about Bobby Boy. I mean, the press are going to make up a lot of stuff, and a national treasure such as the Southern Dandy is going to be a controversial figure no matter what.
True, true. Oh, here comes our next wrestler, the Balkan Potato, Vince Salmon. His theme music, as always.
And look at the dancing potatoes behind him. It's a beautiful sight to see. I remember when I was 5 years old and a potato was running towards me. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it's
I am best wrestler, man.
Yeah, that's his famous catchphrase right there. Now, of course, Vid is going to be fighting his long-term idol today for the first time. The person he's been following into the world of wrestling.
I've been looking forward to this all week. I have spent all week in my room, in my underwear, furiously waiting. For this.
Curiously wanking, of course. Well, then, why not introduce him yourself?
I am very drunk right now.
Okay, then. Well, of course, we're talking about Tomasz Holakowski, the Polish Turnip.
Some traditional music from him to start off with. Always a wonderful touch.
Yep, yep.
Apologies for late. I got heart attack before match.
Of course, that's his famous catchphrase as well.
It's the fifth one this year. He beats the Reaper again.
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to see the Polish Turnip back on the stage. I mean, after the last week in the ring where he basically fell through it. Which of course was by the hands of our next and final wrestler.
Can say something.
Of course. No.
As great philosopher said, my heart will go on. Thank you.
True. True. And now the audience is singing Celine Dion.
It's one of the most famous moments of wrestling when the entire crowd just starts singing Celine Dion. It's wonderful.
Nothing. Yeah, I want to get in there too, Adam. It's amazing. But we got to move on to our last final wrestler of the night. And it's Matt Turnus, Bart of the Swamp.
I say, I've been in this ring for many a year, and I've won this title at least 0 times. I am the challenger, and you are going to be crushed within the weight of my swampy boot.
A fan favorite, especially with the boot.
True, true. And of course, we're turning things over to referee Sam Morris to start the fight.
All right, boys, keep it clean. As I said earlier, keep it clean. Adam, what did I tell you about pulling your hair? Stop it. Fucking...
I'm sorry, but this is a condition.
No, it's not. You just gotta have it. Get up. Right. Put your hands by your sides.
Okay.
Down. No. Down. Down. Right. Okay. All right, boys. In the fight, keep it clean. No punching balls. No pulling hair. Okay. Right. Fucking...
Listen, God. I built this wrestling ring from nothing. Oh, all I had when I started was a swamp. Other builders said it was daft to build a wrestling ring in a swamp, but I built it all the same, just to show them it sank into the swamp.
There's a reason another we're in one. A different ring.
That sank into the swamp as well.
Your repeated attempts to build a wrestling ring in a swamp have all failed.
What so this one stayed thinking? Up. It's resting on all the other wrestling rings.
Yeah, okay.
Well, keep I think it, we all get the keep. Gist of all of this. We are getting some wrestling right now.
Oh, Pulaski Turnip, how are we defeat them? He has such big shoulders, and other one, oh, his pants, they're so tight, I can see every vein and fold on his...
I know, but I have secret plan. Oh, I try for a Polish penny at his feet.
Oh, how would that work?
I throw a coin.
It's the
and
famous.
It flies.
But he is not Jewish. You got stereotype wrong.
It's the famous throw the Polish coin move. A well known, it always happens every single match.
First Orient in 1998, of course.
Tomaski, we are going to have to do ultimate move.
Throw Bill?
No, too expensive. We are pull down your pants, Tomaski.
I'm not
pull them. Pull them down. I pull them down for you. Okay, go on. That is not substantial, but I hope it works.
I can't believe I'm witnessing this.
This here is what wrestling is all about.
One more, Tommy. I think they're giving up.
Oh, yeah.
Can I join you, boys?
And this is unparalleled.
Oh,
he has to try again with this. Bartholomew Swamp is running up out of the ring.
He's crying. He is offended so severely by the displays of actions going on right now, he is running out of the ring.
But it's of course a famous homophobe, so it's not surprising.
No, it's not.
Ha ha! Paul, the swampy man, he is homophobic.
Never underestimate the capacity of Polski butt.
Oh, we are going to have to do many worse things to take care of Southern Dandy.
My ability to dislike the homosexuals overcomes all danger.
And my ability to take what we call here in the South a proper pounding is unrivaled.
I think the Seven Dandy is bringing out his list of 7 steps to not be gay.
Now, listen here, boys and girls. I'm taking my coat off to show you that I'm a regular person.
Oh no, he is relatable.
Oh my goodness, he's just like me.
My smart vest may tell you that I'm a posh gentleman, but as my shifting accents will tell you, I'm a proper dickhead.
Why are rats...
That's true. He once kicked a cat.
Why he has rats running out of his vest? Explain. I don't not understand.
It's a sudden thing. Shut up, little boy. Shall I teach you all how to prevent the gayness?
Oh, no. Ultimate move.
Oh, the ultimate move. Here it comes.
Now, listen here. Step 1. Evidence of gender confusion or doubt in boys ages 5 to 11 include, may include even, a strong feeling that they are different from other boys.
He's hitting on a harsh point for Tommy here.
Oh God, I think heart attack.
And it happened once again. He has had a heart attack in the middle of the fight.
Yay. And point two, a tendency to easily cry, be less athletic, and dislike the roughhousing that other boys enjoy, though he could just be Jewish.
Man, this list of things that could be proof that your kid is gay is hard for the rest of us to take.
Especially for the one having a heart attack right now. Although that might just be a heart attack.
Boy, what did I tell you about having a fucking heart attack in the ring? I told you, keep your fucking medical conditions outside of my fucking ring.
The referee is not happy with this, but he shouldn't be surprised. It's one of Tommy's most signature moves, have a heart attack.
And number three, a persistent preference to play female roles in make-believe play.
Oh, Tommy, I save you!
CPR 2 with tongues out.
And number four, a strong preference to spend time in the company of girls and participate in their games and pastimes.
Oh, Tommy, I twiggle your hair with my finger.
It's a bold move right now, twiddling the hair with
smell
his finger.
Smell like cucumber, I like.
It seems to be helping the heart attack, but it does appear that the Salvin Dandy's plan is working.
And number five, I can count. A word that is so hard to say.
He's failing.
A tendency to be bullied by other boys who tend to tease him unmercifully and call them things like gay.
That's true. If you're called gay, you are probably gay.
You probably are gay. Vid, you're a bit gay.
Oh no, Xbox Live is worst enemy.
Number six. A tendency to walk, talk, dress, and even think effeminately.
These tight pants mean nothing.
Except tiny penis.
It's coming up for the final point here now.
And I am now taking off my suspenders. So yes, I have pit stains, but that just means that I'm a regular Joe.
He's on the turnbuckle.
Okay. Number seven. A reportedly stated desire to be, I don't know what I have a question mark there, to be or insistence that he is a girl.
I do believe that they confuse homosexuality for transgenderism.
I did not say I came well prepared, only that this list has a picture of Bugs Bunny wearing female clothes and lipstick.
Ah, that's a very final point. And it seems the Seven Dandy has won.
Attack!
The Seven Dandy has proven that everyone who wrestles is gay and therefore inferior to everyone.
Ah,
Vic Sirman, not steal my wrestling move.
Black,
that's
back
not
to
cool.
The
I call a referee.
Well, that was an amazing show, wasn't it, Adam?
I think Adam died.
Well, thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and we'll be back next week for more Pod Team Wrestling.
Woo!
Three people sustained heart attacks.
Butts.
Including Adam, who was also offended.
I had a heart attack earlier. I was so enraptured in the action.
Adam motherfucking Owen, tell me this, right? Riddle me this.
Ew.
When you go out at night, do policemen come up to you and say, "Oh, who's the little boy? Are you lost?" Where's your mom and dad? Why are you out this late alone, Sonny?
And he has a giant lollipop and a balloon going, see you, mister.
See you,
I'm wearing a sailor's outfit. Saying,
I'm all by my little old lonesome. So I just went out to buy a GameCube.
I always rely on the kindness of strangers.
But you just pulled into vans.
But, you know, tell me this, Shoestring. When you go out at night, does the police say, that's him?
Very often, yes. You know, sometimes they just open fire on me, which is really annoying.
It's very rude of them.
Because, you know what? Sometimes I didn't kill her.
Sometimes.
But always I didn't kill her.
Sometimes she never finished a job.
I mean, sometimes, let's be honest, it was her that did... I mean, she could have just put the lotion in the fucking basket. Bitch killed herself. One dare say she had it coming.
Quite.
Quite, sir.
Well, that's the name of the episode.
We already used that line a lot of times, though.
That bitch had it coming is my slogan.
Yeah.
So, like, every time we have... Like, if we were in a sitcom together and I'm like, did you do the washing? And then you just shrug it and point to the camera and go, bitch had it coming. And then the laugh comes.
More things like, hey, why is Vid crying in the corner? Bitch had it coming.
Yackety shrackety do.
And then Tommy would be our wacky neighbor that does drugs.
Oh. Hey, kid, you want to buy some drugs?
I would rather be a wacky neighbor that makes drugs. I think that would be more fun.
If what drugs would you make?
I would try drugs that Tommy would make.
They would probably taste like...
I wouldn't be rude.
Like strawberries.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I would make sure that whatever it is, they're strawberry flavored.
I was just saying, I wouldn't be a rude boy and not take Tommy's drugs.
Yeah, me neither.
So you'll be chased by wolves and suddenly understand calculus, but it will also taste like strawberries.
Yeah, that's good.
I want to know, could you make GameCubes into a drug?
Hmm.
Are you suggesting Adam should be snorting GameCubes?
I'm suggesting that Adam should be paying me with blowjobs for GameCube parts.
Right. I mean, you could probably create some sort of GameCube dependency, yeah.
Yeah, hey, let's go to Adam Owen's house and just smash his fucking GameCube.
Okay.
And then if you want a new one, you know what you're going to do. Drop your pants.
You know what we could
drop
do?
Drop his
we
pants?
Could...
I thought it was blowjobs. you're going to blow him to give him a GameCube?
No, I'm gonna bum him. I have a nice GameCube. I need to bum him.
With a GameCube.
I could just go into CEX and buy a new one.
No!
It would be really interesting, though, like a drug dealer. Like, oh yeah?
Don't tell him.
You want some heroin? You want some ecstasy? Well, I better let me blow you. That was interesting.
Yeah. Okay. I guess.
Okay.
Ah, he's biting me.
Well, you know what we can do? We can take Adam Owen's GameCube and mod it so that he can IV into it directly.
Well, you know, it's illegal to sell drugs. It's illegal to give something for sex. But if you give away drugs while giving sex yourself, isn't that the opposite of being illegal?
I think it cancels each other out.
Yeah.
Or what if we just killed Adam Owen?
Oh.
I think that would be illegal.
Well, no, but not if we blow him and give him drugs. That cancels it out.
Okay. Okay, I'm blowing him. You
so
give
two
him the drugs.
Two wrong, in this situation, two wrongs make a right, basically.
No. The thing is, I'm filleting his glorious penis, and to be cheap, you kill him.
Hold on.
Yeah?
The blowjob is not the wrong.
That's true.
I'm not very good at it.
It is if you disprove of homosexuality.
Which we do.
Yeah.
I'm a girl. So, you know, two wrongs that are the opposite of something illegal make a right.
Blowjobs are illegal.
No.
But they are when they're forced, and they're definitely going to be forced in the situation with Adam, because let's face it, he's not going to be
into it. Not if he's dead first.
Well, if he's dead first...
Dead is still illegal.
Well, if I'm dead, I'm not going to care, am I?
We don't care to begin with.
Yeah, if he's dead,
wait, hold on. Adam, do you have anything against the blowjob?
What?
Do you have anything against blowjobs?
I would if I was dead.
Well, you're alive, right now. Okay.
See, at a moment.
It's
right
not
now.
Forced. Not forced. Yeah.
At a moment, I'm going to come to your house right now, and I'm going to blow you. How will you react if I'm knocking at your door right now, and you open up, and I'm just standing there, putting lip gloss on, saying it's blowing time. What do you do? I'm smacking my lips on.
And we're going to ignore the point when the bill comes, so...
No, he doesn't know about that. At a moment, what do you do? What do you say? We need an answer.
Oh, God.
It's a bright red lip gloss, by the way.
I like to think that "oh God" would be his answer.
It also just coincidentally tastes like strawberries.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, when we are kissing after... At a moment, would you kiss after you have climaxed in my mouth?
What is this conversation?
That's a legit question.
Would you kiss a woman after she, or man after she has blow or he has blow jibbered you?
I did that. I don't have a problem with it.
Exactly.
That's
would
fine.
You? Would you?
What? Vid,
that's not something I think about and answer for very often.
Well, we're asking you to think about it now.
Yeah, at a moment, think about it. I just gave you a great blowjob, right? You're like, oh, whoa.
Yeah, right.
It's like, whoa. And then I want to kiss you afterwards, because the passion is still strong. Would you rebuke me? Would you push me away and say, no, I don't want a kiss. You have spunk on the lips.
Well, spunk it doesn't exactly taste very good, spunk, in and of itself. So.
That He's depends just... on your diet, actually.
It actually does, yeah.
I have
if
a very
you,
poor
If you
diet.
Have a lot of coffee and chocolate, then yeah, it would be bad.
So, okay,
yeah,
wait.
I have
a
lot of chocolate and coffee.
You're willing to feed me your salty goodness, but you won't kiss me
like
afterwards?
An excuse.
You disgust me, Adam.
Yeah, you
disgust me.
You
taking advantage of poor Maddie.
I just want to make you feel good, bro.
A blowjob is fine, but kissing you afterwards, no.
No. That's okay. Get out of my house. Stop pooping on the floor. Adam, I wish you never. Adam, what?
I wish Maddie had never blown you.
It was quite an experience. He's very aggressive. He's like, oh, come on, bitch, do it. Oh. A lot of hair pulling, you know, calling me a dirty poundy boy.
You were so close to saying slut. You were so close, and then you stopped yourself and went for poundy boy. Really?
Because that would be the most offensive thing this podcast has ever had.
Yeah. It would be incredibly offensive. But how, you know,
he's climaxing. Stop talking.
Oh god!
It's an incredibly dry heaving sort of laughter.
Oh, I'm crying.
Wow, that throat is not that moist. You need to moisten it up.
Oh,
quick,
God,
Adam.
Adam always spunking me. So that's goodness. What sent you over the edge, is it?
Okay, I'm gonna recover now. Hey, video games. Facebook bought Oculus.
Facebook bought Oculus, yes. Yes, they did, Schmister. Yes. For $2 billion. That's a lot of money, isn't it, Schmister?
It is a lot of money.
Oh, goodness me.
Mark Zuckerberg was like, yeah, that's
leaving this.
I think we should just end the podcast here.
Yeah, that's it. Just end it. What is that? 26-minute episode.
Oh, God, it hurts. I'm so thirsty.
I think that's the first time you've ever actually broken, May. That's the first time I've ever heard you just stop.
I think we've earned some sort of reward. Like, this doesn't happen very often.
This is something special. Oh, okay. So, yes.
I taste copper.
Fakibook.
Facebook, they bought Oculus. Does anyone care?
I don't really care. I mean, it's like, I don't have money invested in that company.
Yeah,
care.
I think I'd care if I had ever planned to get one, or could, or if I wanted one, would have been able to afford one. I think that's the idea. If it would have ever affected me, then I would probably care.
Yeah. By launch, they would have been quite cheap, but yeah, I get what... And they still will be. In fact, they'll probably be cheaper now that Facebook have bought them.
Probably, because Facebook wants them in every house. But, I mean, I'm still excited for the Oculus, and I'm looking forward to it, but I just don't see... I think we're too early to say if this will be positive or negative.
The only issue I have is that I really hope no one from Facebook ever has to design the user interface.
Oh,
because
God.
They are shit at it.
Oh, holy shit, yeah.
I mean, seriously, shit. And I know, with Oculus Rift, I can just imagine myself feeling even more sick. As a visually impaired gentleman myself, you know, with one eye stronger than the other, Oculus Rift is bound to make me feel sick anyway. But with a Facebook interface, I think it'd be even worse.
Well, I think the idea is to not have an interface. I would assume so, at least. That's the only thing that sort of raised my eyebrow in all of this is just, I don't see how those two brands can coexist in the same sentence.
It's really a weird
thing, but other than that, yeah, okay, good for them, I guess.
It's like, of all of the companies that you'd think would buy them, that's the last one on my list.
Yeah, exactly.
And the only reason I'd consider it is because Mark Zuckerberg's a nerd with a lot of money. Oh, all right, yeah.
Maybe MySpace.
No, I would think it more with MySpace than Facebook, because MySpace would be desperately buying them to try and regain relevance. Whereas Facebook are actually reasonably
doing
relevant.
It for retaining relevance.
MySpace have no money.
They've got some. Doesn't...
Do they?
What's his face? Fuck, I've forgotten his
Tom?
Name.
Tom? Is it Tom? Your friend Tom?
No.
Isn't it? You sure?
I'm sure. I can't remember the...
I have a friend
Justin Timberlake.
Tom.
Doesn't he own MySpace now?
What, does he? What?
I thought he owned MySpace now.
Okay, I'm looking this up now.
I thought he bought them.
Because it was founded by a guy called Tom, I think.
Yeah,
because he's your first... When you sign up, you get Tom as a friend.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Tom Anderson.
Yeah, I thought he bought them.
Founder. Let's see, current owner. Specific Media LLC is the owner.
I could have sworn, because he was involved with it in a
big
way.
Oh, yeah, Justin Timberlake co-owner.
Okay.
That's cool.
Considering he was in The Social Network, he really doesn't understand social networking. Because really, if you're going to invest in any of them,
but,
right, make friends.
He didn't understand social network. Have you seen Social Network?
That's very true. That's very true.
He's a Napster guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, he bought it for approximately $35 million alongside Specific Media Group. And, yeah.
That's a lot of money to spend
on
a website.
They reduced their staff from 1,600 to 200.
Jesus. That's a favorite company.
Though
right there.
Not because of the... At that point when he bought them, they had fallen that far.
Ah, okay.
So it wasn't that he bought them and fired them.
Well, no, I wouldn't have thought so, because, I mean, that's not really what you do in that situation, I don't think. But, I mean, they've been failing for years. So. But, yeah, that's... That's a thing, Oculus.
Oculus.
You know what? What I'm going to say about Oculus, I just want to play games on it. I don't care who owns. Owns it, really.
Then you know what? And nothing changes for you.
Nope.
You know what? I like butts.
Oh yeah.
Well, yeah. You're gonna have a superior butt staring experience with the Oculus.
Do you think anything's gonna change?
Not for the game part. I don't think so.
There will be bigger marketing behind it. That's the only real change.
I don't know. That's like saying Microsoft owns Xbox, and therefore it's exactly the same as the PS3. You know,
Microsoft owns Rare, and therefore they're exactly the same as in the
Nintendo. Exactly. I feel like certain ways things are approached, certain ways things are going to be implemented are going to be different.
Quality standards and such.
Yeah.
I understand that, but at the same time, I do think that, well, with Facebook, they've managed to leave well enough alone when it comes to the management of Instagram and of WhatsApp. And nothing's changed in terms of those companies, apart from slightly better Facebook integration.
And who's getting the money?
Also, you constantly get the fact that Facebook, they want this to create a more interactive virtual reality social media thing. But that's something they're going to be working with, and they've already stated that the gaming division of Oculus is working independently from them.
Yeah. I mean, as far as... I guess I've been a bit cynical this past couple of weeks since I, listened to the Co-Optional podcast. That whole business with GDC and the monetization
With Jim
thing,
on it.
And the whole... with Jim on it. And his rant on Jim's position and all that stuff. And I kind of feel like Facebook has been the almost like the breeding ground for so many of those techniques to bring games into that...
But
place.
I don't think that Zynga and Saga, Candy Crush guy, are going to start putting out games. You know, those kind of people are going to make Oculus Rift games. Because
they're
not
necessarily, but what is to say that they're companies who are making games that would fit on the Oculus Rift are not going to be kind of tip the balance into shitty practices.
What's going to change, really? People make shit games for regular screens.
Yeah.
If people are going to make shit screens for... No, not all Sega games are shit. People make shit games for screens. People are going to make shit games for the Oculus as well. It's going to happen.
That's very broad strokes, though. What I'm saying is, like...
Before
Xbox One, before it was, like, had a massive change, you know, at E3, had that kind of feeling of, okay, this is going to be a platform which is going to be a horrendous breeding ground. It's going to actively encourage these terrible business practices. Why wouldn't, like, Facebook, with the kind of past it's had with games... Why wouldn't that? I'm just literally being kind of worst case scenario devil's advocate here, but why wouldn't that it stop them the same kind of environment?
Looking at the modern gaming industry, I'd say at least it won't be that.
Yeah, and it could be worse. It could be like Apple owning them.
Exactly. And let's face it, right? If people are going to make shit shovelware for a console or a system, it's not going to be because Facebook own them, it's going to be because they're going to make shit shovelware. You don't need a license to develop for the Oculus, so there's going to be lots of shit shovelware. But there'll be less because it's a niche product, and unless it gets in everyone's hands, there's going to be less sort of shit shovelware because it's going to be people who actually care. I think Facebook owning it and being able to mass produce it cheaper isn't going to help. It's going to add more shovelware, but that shovelware will always be there if a platform is popular enough. There's a reason why the Wii is full of nothing but shovelware.
Well, it's the same reason why the PS2 is filled with nothing but shovelware.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's a reason why fucking shit like Dalmatians 3 exists.
But I think throughout this whole Facebook Oculus Rift thing, there's only one thing that's been interesting, and that's the online gaming community reaction to it.
Yeah.
As in, suddenly everyone agrees with me. Because I don't really feel that... I'm not that sure that virtual reality is entirely the future of all technology. I mean, I kind of see stuff like Oculus Rift and Morpheus and everything as... Okay, so to what extent is this good enough to justify a giant piece of plastic on my face? Because that is inconvenient as shit. It's why 3D technology is saved for cinemas and cinemas
only. It's not inconvenient.
I'll be honest.
Anything that's not natural human build and body and weight.
What, like
anything
a keyboard?
Added to that? No, just like a regular, how a normal person feels, just generally. Anything you add to that, like a hat or an extra layer of clothing or a big plastic thing in front of your eyes.
They're going to have a massive problem marketing this, and it's the same problem Nintendo had marketing the 3DS. You can't market that thing without just saying it in words. Like, the 3DS had trouble demonstrating the 3D. People didn't know it was a new console. People have the same with the Wii U. They just see someone holding a different controller. They don't know that that's new.
Every advert's
going to seem like a new thing.
Every advert is going to be Oculus Rift. It's the future of technology. Honest. Please believe us.
They need lots of floor models to go out to stores, like, try the thing for a bit.
Which they need like 3D TVs, they need a kind of a sofa in every electronic store where you can sit down and like an armchair and have go on. They need something to come out of it very early. It's very appealing, very early on in the experience.
I think if they can show a successful way to hold very, very interactive and direct conference calls and stuff between families and relatives and friends, then a lot of people will be on board with this whole social idea of the
also known as the Xbox Live Gold technique.
I think this thing will live and die on its marketing.
Sure, absolutely. Because I mean that's what I want it for. I really enjoy having video conference calls with people, and especially people that live far away. And if I can bring that into the next level with virtual reality and stuff like that, I'm all for that. I would love that. That's what I've been waiting for. But it all comes down to if they manage to get it out or not. And I think Facebook would do a better job than you know, no Facebook on getting it into people's hands.
Yeah. There's just more money behind it. Probably.
People are saying Valve should have grabbed it. I don't know.
They would have messed something up.
I saw a couple of people saying everyone may consider me an outcast or a rebel, but why couldn't Nintendo buy it? Which I also ask, why couldn't Stark Industries also buy it? Or maybe Weyland-Yutani? That's why Nintendo won't buy it.
We knew that Oculus would not side with a console manufacturer, because they stated that in the past. And then people were like, oh, well, at least Microsoft didn't get them. They were never going to get them. That's why Sony's making their own one. If Sony could just buy Oculus, they would have done that.
And you know, like, Stark Industries have got a very different kind of area of expertise. I don't think they'd have gone in for the Oculus Rift, personally.
Well, isn't that what Iron Man has in his helmet thing?
Not quite. You know, it's a little bit further away, and it's got a lot more protection.
Is the entirety of the Avengers just Tony Stark playing make-believe on his Oculus Rift?
Maybe.
imagine an Iron Man game on the Oculus Rift.
Oh my god, stop Iron Man games are so good.
That would be fucking fantastic.
But yeah, I think the only thing that was interesting, because I think it was when it was first announced, and I thought to myself, okay, all I'm going to do is, on every subject of this, I'm going to post the Charlie Brown walk from Arrested Development, where everyone's a bit moody. And the amount of hatred everyone suddenly has for Oculus Rift.
Yeah, that's incredible. Completely, like, how can you suddenly hate something you thought was great a few days ago?
How conceited and hypocritical. You told me this was the future of all technology a week ago, when it was at CDC. Yeah. And now suddenly, all of that is outweighed by the social media site you use all of the fucking time.
They are fair weather friends.
I'm not going to say that Facebook is a perfect company when it comes to whether or not they're good or evil. Chances are they do a lot of shitty things. But everyone uses Facebook, at least in my age bracket, and especially in the gaming community. It's part of how the internet has evolved. It's an integral part to its history. We have benefited so greatly from it that I think whatever evil stuff they have done, I did watch The Social Network, so they have done a bit.
Oof.
But saying that, Facebook are a big corporation, why couldn't Oculus Rift remain indie? Stop it. Stop being fucking stupid.
Very little would have happened if it went indie, I think.
Now it has $2 billion behind
it. People were
expecting
Oculus Rift to change the entire industry while maintaining Valve levels of
indiness. Yeah,
also,
yeah.
People seem to forget that Valve started out with a massive amount of money because from Gabe Microsoft. Newell and the founder were both rich from working for Microsoft.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Also, whereas Oculus was a Kickstarter to get the first run of dev kits going.
Also, yeah. There was all the people saying, "Oh, where did all my Kickstarter money go? I include Notch in this." You right. knew where it was going from the moment you fucking backed. Or you're an idiot.
Right. In Notch, actually, I can understand differently, because Notch gave 10k. That's different.
Yeah.
Whereas one guy buying one dev kit bought one dev kit. That's, like, Notch, okay.
I understand
his argument, because he's like, well, I didn't want to build value for Facebook. I didn't want my $10,000. That's quite a bit of money to go towards that. Fine, but if you bought a dev kit for the $200, $300, whatever it was, then you bought the dev kit. Not you didn't invest in the company, you bought a product. That's like me getting angry at Sega for, like, fucking not making consoles anymore. Oh, because I didn't invest my money in a Dreamcast so that you could go make software.
It's like me buying Sonic, whatever new one he's got, Sonic Lost World, and then Sega announce a completely different game that I didn't want, and me saying, but I invested in your company.
So
I bought Sonic Lost World once.
So it means like Ubisoft and Beyond Good and Evil 2.
Oh, yeah, actually. Yeah. Oh, fuck Ubisoft with that.
Yeah, actually, there was an AMA on Reddit with the co-founder of Oculus, and there, you know, people were willfully ignoring that because he was being very reasonable on there.
Yeah.
Like one of the most important things I took out of it is that it's almost a verbatim quote, like, they can actually have proper hardware and not mobile scraps. That's more or less what he said. So at the end of the day, you will get a better product out of it.
Most certainly. And I want to say one thing. They bought it for $2 billion. That's almost as much as the Star Wars franchise sold for. The Star Wars franchise sold for 3.14, was it?
Well, George Lucas, where the fuck did my money from my Phantom Menace ticket go?
Yeah.
That went into episode 2, I'm sorry.
Oh, you poor bastard.
But fuck you, Lucas. That's what I wanted.
No.
Okay,
where did my
money from my used copy of Knights of the Old Republic go, huh?
I said the analogy works pocket. Better if you buy a packet of popcorn and then you see Big Mama's House 3 in the cinema and you're like, what the fuck, cinemas?
Well,
what's wrong with you?
That's fair.
They shouldn't let that happen, though.
No.
Yeah, Big Mama should never be in cinemas.
That is not
right. I hate that film.
I had a friend who loved it. He thought it was the height of comedy.
Did you stab him?
No.
Please tell me you stabbed him.
Please tell me he liked that the song that rapper guy did in it.
Please tell me you asked him to take a visit into a very stabby part of the town.
But
Adam
Owen is very upset that his Deutschmarks are now going to Facebook rather than to Oculus Rift.
I mean, he wants everything to go to camps.
Yeah.
Not Facebook.
I wanted it to be a gaming device, not a social media device.
That was another thing.
Everyone assumed that when Facebook bought it, that it was going to cease being a video game device.
How would they even use that for Facebook? Like, that would be the dumbest thing.
I would say, like, Google Hangouts.
Second Life 2.
Yeah.
PSO 2, yeah.
Bone Town.
I like that, at least for a while, the most upvoted liked comment on Mark Zuckerberg's post was, "Mark, please don't buy my bed, thank you."
All I'm thinking is that the closer we get to Neuromancer in real life, the better.
Oh, because I tried to read that book and I became very confused.
Have you read the Snow Crash?
No.
That's pretty cool stuff. The guy basically predicts the internet and Second Life in it.
Is that a dick novel?
No, it's by a guy called Neil Stevenson, I believe.
Isn't that the one that Conrad keeps talking about?
No,
yeah,
I don't think so.
I think he also had like a failed Kickstarter for some sword fighting thing.
Oh my god, his goatee's
brilliant. That was Clank, I think.
I like goatees.
I'm pretty sure Gabe Newell was in that Kickstarter movie. Or was it just a really similar person?
If Gabe Newell was in it, it would have made its money.
$1 billion.
No, that's why I'm confused. Like, it could have just been a guy with a beard at an anvil crafting.
Oh god! The best idea.
Okay. Go on.
An impersonator, right? A Gabe Newell impersonator that does porn.
See, I thought they were gonna say that does Kickstarter videos for others so they would get money, but no.
He would make so much money. It's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna fuck you with the savings.
Hopefully, it was worth the wait.
He just fuck black boxes because. Things.
Don't you mean orange boxes?
No, he fucks the consoles because that's what he does.
Oh,
you know,
yeah, that's what he does.
He makes love to a computer, but a console he fucks it.
Mm. I'm enjoying listening. Musk keeps me warm at night.
I'm enjoying listening to Sam play 3DS.
Yeah,
whoops.
Sam. Well, 3DS is a great system that you have.
I have it now. Yeah, it is
a European one.
I do.
Fucking communist.
Wait. Sam is peeing?
Yes, he is.
It's buns. The most painful handheld system I've ever had the displeasure of holding.
It's a little
one,
isn't it?
Is it? Not only is it hideous, like, this is probably the least ergonomic device I've ever held in my hand.
It's pretty much just a rectangle at this point with little curvy bits.
Yeah. But, like, even the DS Lite, which was a very similar design, was more ergonomic than this, because they had the controls further up.
Have you held the original NES controller?
Yeah, that was more ergonomic than
that. That was a square. A rectangle, rather.
It was. Yeah, but, somehow that feels better than this.
You said this was a rectangle with little roundy bits. That one did not have roundy bits.
No, this doesn't really have roundy bits. It's the same as the NES controller in terms of roundy bits.
Oh, good.
Well, like, best rectangle controller is still Sega Master System.
Oh, yeah, totally.
Mm-hmm. I still think the 3DS itself is... Well, I can see where they wanted it to look like the DS Lite, but it's... They shove a load of shit in there.
Okay, urgent news break. Yes. I sneezed, but I muted myself.
Ooh.
We're very proud of you.
Well done.
Hey, guys. Uh-huh. I did it. I did it, guys.
You did it.
You did it. Forever. Yeah. Today.
Oh, Adam Owen, I love you.
Tell him he's been a good boy, Adam.
Adam Owen, you have been a good little... Oh, okay. No, Adam Owen, tell me I've been a good boy.
Tell him he poops big.
I did do a... poop today. Tell me, I'm good. Oh, yeah. At a moment. Come on. You can do it.
Be his father figure for once.
I need a father figure. I will
you
turn
fought
to
for
a life
custody,
of...
now just fucking use it.
I will turn to a life of crime and I will stab the shit out of Sam.
Oh.
That's not very good.
No, tell me that.
He's going to be an Irish separatist if you don't tell him he's a good boy.
I will start filleting you again.
You are a good boy.
Yay! I'm going to fillet you now.
Ireland should be free.
Ireland should be free.
So yeah, 3DS. I've got one in my hand as well.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Is it a black one?
Yes.
Mine is a black one too, and it's covered in Rainbow Dash stickers.
Yay!
Mine is blue.
Yay. I consider my 3DS the Zen pinball device that I keep in the house.
Oh, they have the 3DS?
Yeah, they have the original Zen pinball and the Star Wars one.
Oh, neat.
And I think they're on the Vita as well.
Yeah, they're better on the Vita, but I have a 3DS.
No, my favorite 3DS game so far has... Well, I've been playing two, actually. I play them every day. One is called Neglect, and the other is called Regret.
Well, I haven't quite gotten around to downloading either of those yet.
I think
give it time.
I'm looking at the games that I have downloaded on the 3DS. Sorry.
Yeah. Tommy, have you played Ace Attorney 5 yet?
No.
I'm playing that right now.
I haven't played Ace Attorney 4 yet, that's why.
Well, then you should do that.
Yeah, but I actually got the Latent for the 3DS this week.
That's good.
So that's like my first retail purchase.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to you playing some good 3DS games.
Well, yeah. Actually...
you can just download Gunman Clive. I mean,
well, my favorite software on it actually was the Korg M01D synthesizer.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool stuff. The interface is a bit... not very friendly, but I guess they had to work their way with limited buttons somehow. But, you know, if you manage to get past some learning curves, it's pretty cool, actually.
Yeah, I mean, I usually get it just for the occasional downloadable games. I mean, I've got Gunman Clive on here. I've got VVVVV on here. That's really good. Complete with all the user that created levels. Some of the level 5 games are really good. As in stuff like Aero Porter. I really enjoyed that.
They have downloadable games on it.
I have Kid Icarus in 3D.
Well, I mean the level 5 guys. I mean,
well, yeah, they have like...
yeah, they've got quite a few games on here. They have Crimson Shroud. That's a pretty good strategy game.
I like Crimson Shroud, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I think I have a list of eShop stuff I want to get, but keep forgetting about it.
Mm.
Like every single time I buy British pounds, because I am pretending I'm a UK citizen.
Oh, yeah.
For fear of missing out on some titles, because, you know.
And for more job stealing opportunities.
That implies that we get any of them.
Yeah.
I also got.
Every single time I get pounds, I then spend them on like some PS3 stuff or something, and then I realize, oh yeah, I was supposed to buy some 3DS stuff. Well, next month, I guess.
Hey Tommy, you should go to Poundland.
Apparently Ubisoft games. Oh wait, that's Nintendo of America, never mind.
Yeah. Also, everyone who has a 3DS or even a Nintendo DSi should get the Mighty Games by WayForward.
No.
Oh, yes. They're free.
No, they're not.
Then no, I can't afford it right now.
Oh, you're so poor.
Well, I just spent all the money on the DS itself, so...
fucking, I just spent $15 on a gun I never use in Counter-Strike.
He is the worst person. He spends like hundreds of dollars just customer. He spends money naming the guns.
I put stickers on guns, okay?
Vin, this is why you don't have any money, and this is why you will get HIV.
Yeah, but this is a joke that was before the intro,
don't care.
And we weren't recording, so the audience doesn't get that joke.
Fuck the audience. I keep telling Vid, right, hey, you have to stop spending money on guns. Buy me games instead.
I know, I'll buy you Hotline Miami 2 when it comes out.
Thank you, I would like that very much.
Okay, but don't stop at the forced stealth section level,
you know,
okay?
If they have another forced stealth section, I will look upon it with a frown.
You'll be like, why is this section telling me that Nintendo is great? That was a salty satire.
Bro,
right there.
Bro, that one, right? That one. Uh-huh. Oof.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, yeah. Oof. I'd like to force it in stealth. fun story, actually. For the longest time, I don't know why, I may have already said this on the podcast, but... for the longest time, I thought Andy Dixon and stealth were the same person.
I don't understand. How did you get to that?
I don't know.
Conclusion.
Really don't know.
No, where, stealth is a weird sniffing stalker.
Is stealth dead? Is he still around?
He's just less weird now.
Okay.
No, is he?
I have told this stealth story a lot of times. I'm gonna tell it again. About pretty much every month, I get followed by stealth.
Wait, really?
Then about a week later, he unfollows me. It takes a week, and he follows me again.
Why?
He then responds to anything I say that has anything to do with Nintendo, or actually not with specifically any console manufacturer or Nintendo games. He retweets it, he favorites it, he's weird. I don't like talking to him. He's been doing this ever since I became an admin on the PodToy Wiki.
Oh, right. He wants to edit, be the only one that can edit his own page and stuff.
Yeah, that's how it started. Yeah. Since then, he's been following me on Twitter multiple times every month.
God. Oh, he's a strange little boy. Or
he's
50-year-old man.
He has a job, wife, kids, and successful business career.
That's what he has told me. and
he does not.
One of the most interesting moments of my time under the Strathclyde comments was when Stealth said that I was the only sane person in the comments thread.
Because you love Nintendo.
I think what happened was I'm not sure they were talking about Nintendo, but I said something along the lines of, "Let's not come to conclusions at all yet." And he was like, "Finally, someone on my side." And I'm like, wait, what?
Reevaluate everything you believe in. It's like, oh no, something is wrong. I don't know. It's the thing is, I upgraded or switched to Chrome, and I lost my Discus password and everything.
Oh no.
And I really can't be arsed to put it like...
You're better off that way.
I'm done with commenting. It doesn't lead to anything. I'd rather go to our private group and say, "Vid is a fat little boy, let's throw eggs at him."
Mm-hmm. I'm so fucking tired of the internet as a whole. Like, last week I left the followers group, I left the D-Toy U subscription, I left the Pie Guild, I left the Pie Guild. Yeah.
You don't leave the Pie Guild.
No, I left the
Nobody
Pie Guild.
Nobody leaves the Pie Guild.
I will
unless to... they're turned into pies.
I wasn't going.
Jesus, Jay, all the noise.
I was not going to leave the Pie Guild at first, but I basically took a step in it after leaving the followers group and. And it took like 2 minutes before I didn't want to be there, so I left that group as well.
Fair enough.
And, I left so many groups on Facebook. I just dropped out of so many different communities.
How long until you get mad at us?
Hopefully I won't.
I hope not.
I mean, you guys are like sane human beings.
No.
You're talking about Maddie here.
Fair point.
I don't think women should be allowed to vote.
I'd say an insane human being, that isn't terrible. I like him.
Oh, I don't know.
I like him.
No, but you guys are reasonable, and that's good.
No, I'm very unreasonable about certain things, though.
Part of the Asperger's, you see.
Yeah, Sonic. Mm. Oh, Sonic. Oh.
But oh. Yeah, that Facebook group can get a... They can be a handful, those little tykes.
They can, and Facebook, let's take this moment to congratulate Adam on becoming one of the tyke wranglers.
Adam for taking my place!
Yay!
Yay!
The queen is dead, long live the king.
And it's lonely on a limb.
Yeah.
His limb is never
first,
lonely.
I think the first day they made me admin, I was like, oh, that's nice, this is going to be so much fun. The next day, is this game racist? And I'm like, oh yeah, I get a proper argument for it. And then I'm like, is this word racist or offensive? And I'm like, this is going to happen a lot, isn't it? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you're going to get a lot of that stuff.
Just someone posts to something questionable
and then Jay messages you saying, you're wrong about something. And I'm like, well, this is great. I love this. I get to argue with Jay.
Well,
now.
At least you're not the owner of the group getting messages constantly from different people saying, like, you shouldn't have this person as an admin. You shouldn't have this person as an admin. They're corrupt.
What?
Yeah, that was my favorite thing to have ever happened.
Yeah. I have not even heard about this.
What?
Oh, yeah, you wouldn't have done. There was a whole thing. Basically, pancakes were involved.
I'm
thinking of a different thing.
Probably,
am I thinking of
yeah.
a different thing?
Maybe.
This has happened before, though.
Pancakes?
Yeah, this happened a few times for me.
Oh, wait,
I remember the pancakes one. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
No, this happened a lot. Like, whenever someone would be banned or someone would be told off or like anything, I would get a message telling me that I should remove someone as admin because they're corrupt.
you know what? The blackjack and hookers one, very few, like only one guy that we ever needed to ban. Yeah.
I think that's partially because the standard of BJNH is that much worse.
BJNH was actually the first group I left.
I don't think it's that morally corrupt, honestly.
It's not morally corrupt.
That's not true, though. I actually left the Ponto group first.
You could say that the Blackjack and Hookers group is the most honest and accepting group out there. It's just that it accepts naughty images.
And there are worse groups for naughty images.
I'd like to say that Blackjack and Hookers is essentially an exilarchy. It's a place for people who don't fit in to fit in.
Speaking of places where people don't fit in, I would just like to plug the Wonder Woman and Magic group, where Lolly and Futanari are illegal.
Oh, Futanari, nice.
That group I am actually still in. I'm an admin in it. I've never had to do anything.
But Jacob always posts there.
Jane posts a lot of stuff there, yeah. But seriously, I haven't done a single thing in that group ever as an admin.
Just go in there and look at the
board. I was like, Casey was like, hey, we need admins. Does anyone want to be an admin? Like, I can be an admin. And then I haven't done anything. It's great.
Just the type of job I want. Should we do plugs for our stupid sponsors?
We should point out they're not stupid.
You know
what?
I like Audible, and you can get books at audible.com using the... You get a free motherfucking book, yo.
I just did a little fact-checking in the background, and the book I've mentioned, Snow Crash, it is on there.
Hey,
it's narrated by a gay guy.
It's narrated by one or two queer homosexuals.
Sorry. Don't listen to what Tommy said, the book anyway.
I've been working 10 hours today, so...
You're drunk.
I'm surprised I can talk. It's narrated by a guy called Jonathan Davis, which, much to my disappointment, isn't the lead singer of Korn.
Is he a child of Korn?
Maybe. He looks normal on the photo.
Sam, you know the links.
Snow Crash,
the links.
Definitely check it out. In whichever form you can.
Audible.podtea.com. And for the other one, which is our other sponsor, which is Stablehost. They do websites. Website hosting, specifically.
In the hizzy.
Website hosting in the hizzy. Yeah. Actually, you know what? It's actually, they're really good hosts. They host us. They're cheap. And with our code PODTEED, you get yourself 40% off your first month or first payment. So if you... by a year, you get 40% off the whole year, which is fucking value! Yeah.
It's the circus of value right there.
It's the circus of value!
Mm-hmm.
But stuff.
Straight up.
And we have another one.
Oh, fuck yeah, Mumbleboxes.
Mumbleboxes.com. Just go to Mumbleboxes.com, have a look at it, because I know that you are going to want to talk with your mates that you may or may not have whilst playing a game a bit. Now, Steam voice chat is pretty terrible, right?
Oh, yeah.
Who the fuck uses it?
Nobody.
I'm genuinely asking.
No one uses it. They're like, everything is wrong. Like, the voice quality is terrible. Noise detection quality is terrible. Like, the push-to-talk function only works in half the games. It's pretty awful. Other things you can use are, like, I guess, other... VIP things like Ventrilo and I don't know what the other ones are. Other ones,
TeamSpeak
and stuff like that. But I have used all of those, and genuinely they are all completely inferior to Mumble. In terms of voice quality, in terms of ease of use, in terms of
in certain video games, you can have it so that so that when someone is in the video game, right? And they are on your left. It sounds like they're on your left.
Mm.
It's scary.
Yeah. Yes. It doesn't work in CSGO, and I'm upset about that.
That is pretty sad.
It also comes with a great overlay for some games to show who's talking and when.
Yes,
when
that's really
good. Playing games.
It's covering up my kill feed in Counter-Strike right now.
You can move it around.
That works on Daytona, USA.
You can move it around and scale it as well.
Daytona!
Nice. But if you go to mumbleboxes.com and sign up for a server, it's... Tommy, what were the prices? Can you remember?
I think I ended up paying... like 20 US American big time money for a year of 20 person server, which, so, let's be honest, nobody will probably ever need.
You're not
going to
use a 20 person server. Like, you're probably going to use 10, but
yeah, but the prices are like ridiculous.
So cheap. I mean, we give you 20% off with our code TEA. That's TEAT, as in pod teed, and you get 20% off, and we get a little bit of a kickback, and you get a free, not free, and you buy a Mumble server for a year. Is all good?
A whole year?
Wait, you don't.
A whole
you
year!
Don't even have to buy a whole year of it. You can you get I think a couple of weeks trial.
No, not a whole year.
Just a week.
You get a week of trial, so you can test it out, and then you can see if you like it, and if you do, then just go ahead and get it, because it's good. TEA at mumbleboxes.com.
Wow, your advert was way better than mine.
Oh, yeah!
You suck. Are we on break now?
Yeah, we're on break.
Let's break.
Okay. Welcome back to Podteed, where what are we going to talk about now?
Tommy, how's your ass feeling?
Well, much better than a month ago, but I still need to have a doctor look at it.
You know what? We are both old men now, and I feel that I may need some butt doctoring as well. I am not looking forward to it. It is not a fun thing with growing old that, like, oh, my butt is dying help.
Yeah, but you know, this is like something that will take only a few minutes, and
you know what? maybe the British people can back me up here, but I don't want to go in and bother the doctor, right? It's like, excuse me, could you please have a look? It's like, I feel like I'm bothering him with my ass.
Do you know what? I know it's not quite the same thing, but I feel like that the other day. I went to pick up a parcel. And I entered the room, I'm like, sorry, can I grab my parcel? He's like, no, don't be sorry, why are you saying sorry? It's like, well, because I'm being a mild inconvenience.
Yeah.
Therefore, I have to apologize.
Uh-huh. It's like, I don't want to ask store personnel, like, excuse me, please, like, I'm painfully polite sometimes.
Sorry, please, would you mind, your job?
If it's not a bother, please.
If you could, I mean, I'm really sorry about this, but you're on my toe? terribly sorry. You stood on my toe.
Just reminded of that bit from Mongrels where he's like, I'm sorry, you appear to be parked on my spine, actually. Okay, don't worry about it. I'll catch you later.
I mean, I can't help it. I don't want to be a bother. Except when I'm on this podcast.
Yeah, you like being the world's biggest bother.
Oh, bother.
Can
Adam, Adam Owen,
yes.
Marry me. You know what I've been wanting to hear all week?
What?
Tommy, could you make a cat noise?
Ask me next week.
Oh, I'm gonna ask you every week until you do it.
Well, Tommy, make cat sounds. Will Shoestring, stop being racist.
No.
Will Adam Owen, stop being racist.
Find out here, whenever we release the next episode.
Same pod time, same pod channel.
I think pod time is worse than our time.
Pod team.
I don't know. We are up to 30. This is episode 32.
We actually release episodes.
Yes,
we are the best shattered community podcast.
We are the only one, I believe, now.
The other one has taken a lengthy hiatus. I don't even know about Shatterdome, actually.
Well, you know, we're not called Shattered anymore. We're called Dickheads now.
Yeah, we are called Dickheads.
I'm going to be wearing a fucking stupid Dickhead shirt to my next con.
I think you should just wear a shirt that has a penis on it.
No, because that's part of the stupid fucking dickhead costume. We have to wear a skin-colored helmet.
Depending on
that,
which...
That symbolizes Holmes.
Well, I don't understand your references. I don't listen to podcasts anymore.
I know. And it sprays cream out the top. Which is how, and then when you see another member of the dickheads, the stupid fucking dickheads, you are supposed
fucking
to rub
dickheads. FSDH.
You are supposed to rub your heads together and make cream come out of the top.
Is it pull healthy? Healthy, tasty cream.
No, full fat, thanks.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome to Pod Team, where we rethread another podcast's material.
And I still haven't listened to Dismal Jesters a single time.
Hey, everybody, really? It's Tuesday.
No, yeah, I stopped listening to Podtoid like a few weeks before they...
You did, yeah, I know that.
She hasn't been listening for a while.
I just thought you might have popped your head in and gone, you know, nope. How's it going, guys?
We know you like popping it in there, so...
Yeah.
You know what, do you know who... Okay, maybe you aren't YouTuber, so Vid will know this. Vid, you know the podcast, How Did This Get Made?
Yes, I do.
Yes.
The
yes.
movie about bad podcasts. And do you know the
video... The podcast about bad movies thing.
Shut up.
I was going to say, if it's about bad podcasts, have we been on that yet?
Yeah, okay.
We should be on.
They should. Okay, but, and do you also know the YouTube person, Jesse Cox?
Oh, yes, yes. I do.
He, in the last episode, How Did This Get Made put up, he is on that. He asks a question to the people on the podcast. Yeah. And I was very surprised. What is he doing there?
Did he ask a question about Mortal Kombat or something?
No. Hey.
They already did Mortal Kombat. Before.
Hey, Vid. What's the difference between that and Final Fantasy?
Mortal Kombat and Final Fantasy?
Yeah, I don't get it.
Well, fuck.
Insider jokes.
Yeah, but we have to flesh it out now, because otherwise it's just a really, really painful inconvenience to the listeners.
Yeah, they were doing
it. I can't flesh this joke
out.
Horrible.
This podcast is already a really painful inconvenience to the listeners.
And this
you don't need to
podcast
worry about
is
it.
Very, thanks to Tommy, very fleshy.
Oh.
Very, Tommy, very fleshy. It's incredible.
Tommy is actually not the fattest person here anymore.
No, he's the fattest.
He's
not the heaviest.
No. He is not the weightiest person. Vid, you weigh like 5 pit bulls.
Weightiest is the word now?
Shut up.
I think that actually is a word, but...
Weightiest. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's a word.
Yeah.
Wait, how many kilos did you say you had, Tommy?
Well...
just gave a few.
Yeah, that means I've hit 100 again.
No.
Oh. Yeah.
No. I actually am down to like 97 point something.
Yay, Tommy.
From 102 last
How month. Tall are you?
177.
Ah,
so that's still too much.
So I am 10 centimeters above you and about 5 kilos above you.
Vid has that powerful SB body construction. He's like, he's slow in the head, but he's strong.
Powerful SB body construction.
Yeah, well, no.
Is that a small business you're starting?
I would like some French fried potatoes. Yeah, I am doing a business. I hire out goons to supervillains, and the goons all have Asperger's. So they're gonna fight Batman, and they're just gonna come up to Batman like, "Hey, have you heard about Sonic? It's a really cool hero. And he battles as a supervillain, and he does like bunnies, and he has friends. And it's do you like Sonic? Come on, hey Batman, where are you going? Batman, come on. Just like that. That is every answer I have ever met.
Is it?
No, wow. Actually, I only met... I keep a very long distance from other people with Asperger's because I don't want to be near them.
Well, isn't that just people?
Well, I don't want to be near people in general, to be honest with you.
On that note, what is everyone's favorite Kirby game?
The one on the NES.
The one on the NES.
Yawned.
The one on the NES.
Yawned.
Yeah, Kirby's Epic Yarn is the best.
I want to play it, but I don't want to get a Wii because of one game.
You know what my favourite Kirby
game is?
The Wii
is £30 now, so...
Yeah, there's actually, at this stage, there's no excuse not to get one.
My favorite,
still
my favorite,
too expensive. Still
my favourite Kirby game is Yoshi's Island.
Shut up. I don't know who said that, but shut up. I bet it was a rich one.
It was.
It was. It? I hate you, Sean.
How are you so horrible with voices?
They all sound the same to me.
No,
like,
we don't.
Hello, Gavna.
We're from different areas of the country. All right, okay. Adam,
it's all right, all right. It should be easy. There's one called Larry.
Yeah. Although we don't see that name anywhere because you made it up. Oh yeah, and you made it up.
And one is called Bart.
Yeah, and the one that you made up.
I think we have George somewhere. But they sound the same.
Totally don't.
Larry, Sam, Bart and George and Matt, they all sound the same to me.
This sounds like a weird interpretation of the Beatles.
It's more of us. It's more of us than there actually are.
It's like, whenever you say something, you are the same person to me, so I... It's like, oh, it's the other Brit. In
Maddie,
my mind...
Maddie,
yeah?
You can't count Turners twice.
Why? I can't be Bart and Matt.
Yeah.
Or can I?
We've never seen you two in the same room at the same time.
My erection is going away now.
We have. We've only seen them in the same room at the same time.
The thing is, let's be honest here. Matt, he is an international man of mystery.
That's
and
true.
Sam, he just has a lot of pornography.
Lots. Mm.
That is true.
That's another thing. I think it's a mental illness. Like, do you just need to have this fixation on coming up with shticks for people? Just, oh yeah, your shtick is that you have a small face. You know? Like, that's the thing I'm going to associate you with. I can't associate people with their personalities. Yeah.
That is honestly true. I am incredibly bad at remembering faces and names, so I just come up with, like, oh, the fat one, the gay one. The one with the shoulders, the Pollock,
basically,
and the woman who would stab me if I say something.
Yeah, that one's easy.
To Beaches is handy with a switchblade.
I mean,
as I've established on several groups now.
Turner has stated that multiple times.
If you cross her, right?
Oh my god!
Fucking cut you.
I am many people. See, realized.
You are all the same to me.
Like, oh my god, you really are Tyler Durden.
Which one is the one that makes soap, and who has the IKEA furniture?
Both make soap and have IKEA furniture.
Okay, is it Sam that fucks that woman?
No. You came up with the shtick that he's really, really homosexual.
Yeah,
which
but,
is loosely based on reality.
It's very much a bit. Hey, Sam, how many dildos do you own?
What, in real life or in your imagination?
In my imagination, it's about 1,000. So let's go with real life.
None.
Really?
No, that's not true, but I'm not saying how many.
Okay, I'm gonna gather two.
Two?
I'm not confirming or denying any number.
Hey,
come
hey,
on,
hey,
your parents
hey.
Don't listen.
Sam, confirm or deny. Penis in the bum.
Confirm it or deny it. It's your choice to make.
Hey, Matty. Yeah. Confirm or deny.
Yeah?
Children.
Strongly deny, they are not real. You can't tell me that a child is real. I mean, look at that shit.
Oh, it's amazing.
Do you know what I actually wanted to talk about?
What did you want to talk about?
I have noticed something, that if you don't like specific games, people treat it like you don't like video games at all.
Yeah,
but it's good to know that you've been introduced to the internet.
Yeah,
hello,
if you don't
welcome.
Like,
welcome
I mean,
to the internet.
All right, see, stay away from that 4chan, please. It's not nice.
Yeah, see, that's why I've stopped going to discuss and you know going posting on shit, because when I tell them I don't like the Final Fantasies or the Marios or what's the Western
video
one?
Games
GTA. They all get pissy with me.
Well, I can understand not liking GTA, because a lot of the series is made up of crap, but...
Majority. We talked about this last week. It's all
yes,
shit.
We did.
It's not all shit. It's... The modern stuff is.
I can't say it's all shit, but a lot of it is.
I'd give Grand Theft Auto 5 a 4 out of 5.
I have not played 5 yet. I can't comment on 5, but it looks nice.
How's that going for you, Adams?
It's alright. I'm using Good Tommy's plan of just drive around everywhere, have a neat old time.
I would like it if there was a button you can have a wank while you're driving.
Is it like the Flintstones where you're going to have a gay old time? I think a gay old time and a grand old time are very different things.
I would admit that I'm incredibly immature, because when I read Dracula and it says, and he woke up with, and he says, oh, I woke up to such a queer dream.
You opened with that joke last week.
Yeah, I know,
nice.
But I laughed. I can't stop myself every time I think about it.
Every time now.
It's like, well, I have an amazing limited edition copy of Bram Stoker's as a recreation of the original book. And I just like reading a bit out of it now and then. It's so good.
Speaking of horror stuff, I played Typing of the Dead a little bit.
That's a fun game.
I was so horribly disappointed that I didn't like it.
Really? Say what?
I think it was around the second.
Do you
level.
Even like video games?
Do you?
Bro, do you even Nintendo?
I think the problem was by the end of the first mission, I was like, so this is Grindhouse, yeah, but it's not understanding the jokes of Grindhouse.
It's not the original Typing of the Dead.
This is Typing of the Dead Overkill.
Adam, did you not play House of the Dead Overkill?
No.
Did you not watch the movie?
Yeah,
this is
really
this is Typing
worse.
Of the Dead Overkill.
Yeah, House of the Dead Overkill is amazing simply because it gets everything wrong, but it does it deliberately. And the gameplay is still fun.
No. But I think then it was in the second mission, which starts off with, all women are stupid. Is that funny, everyone? And I'm like, oh.
That's upsetting a little bit, but it makes me
Because
laugh.
It's just, I mean.
I don't remember it starting out like that, actually.
No, but this is the second mission where it starts off with the, look how stupid and idiotic the blonde is. And
boom.
But it's like an extended misinterpreting to who's on first routine, except the punchline is all women are stupid.
What?
That's actually that's not a mission from the original. Naked
what?
Terror is a mission that's been added in Typing of the Dead Overkill.
Oh, so they took extra time to add in a mission where the joke of it is, look how stupid these two women are.
Yeah, House of the Dead Overkill went from Papa's Palace of Pain to Ballistic Trauma. It didn't have Naked Terror in it at all.
See, you know,
that makes sense because it doesn't actually fit in with any of the story.
That's why I was so confused. Because you were like, oh, it's talking about women are stupid. It's like, what? Ballistic Trauma starts out with them going into a hospital. What are you talking about?
But another thing that I kind of tried to prep myself for but didn't realise how bad it was going to be. That game looks terrible.
It was a Wii game.
Even for a Wii game, though.
On the Wii,
looks
it looks fine.
So, no, it just looks so... I mean, it looks like... Yeah, I mean, I was expecting it to look like an early PS2 game, for whatever, because, well...
That's
because
it is what it looks like.
But...
That's what I have to say for every single time someone says, oh, it looks like a PS2 game.
Sometimes it does, though.
But
the thing is,
I don't mind House of the Dead, the original arcade games, the way they look, because while there aren't just empty rooms with two zombies in it,
really?
There would usually be a big zombie coming straight at you, and you have to shoot it. But in House of the Dead Overkill, it's just like a huge room that is just completely flat,
and then
you get two zombies in it that look pathetic.
This does not sound like the Wii game I played at all.
Yeah, the
and
Wii
I
game
played
was
it
super
recently.
Fun.
Are you sure that they just haven't, like, completely
Shitified
butchered
it.
The PC version?
Shouldn't the PC version have more zombies on it, if
you'd
anything?
Think. Maybe not for typing. If you're playing it in typing mode, you would want less, but...
Well, you can have short names, like, you know,
I mean, the typing mechanic, I mean, I get the feeling that I would... have fun, even if it was the original typing of a dead, I would have fun for it for about half an hour, and then I would get bored.
Yeah,
I love the first typing of the dead so much.
Yeah. I just get the feeling with me that, I mean, the first time you type out a long, stupid sentence, you're like, that's pretty cool. And then the millionth time you do it, you're like, oh, this is just lost a charm somewhat.
Okay, I've just looked into it. The extra mission you were talking about was added in the extended cut.
For PS3.
For PS3. Yeah. And funny enough, Jim's review on it was not favourable.
So I am right. I didn't make that whole mission up in my head.
You didn't make that piece of shit mission up in your head. That genuinely was in the game.
But yeah, I was very disappointed because, well, I remember when House of the Dead Overkill was first released on the Wii, and it was one of those games that I thought, oh, I want to get this eventually, but I'm getting Mad World right now, so... Yeah.
It was one of the first games I got... I actually rented that one, so one of the last games I ever rented was Overkill.
I was sort of disappointed with the adult, the more mature... Well, I say mature, the more 18-rated Wii games that were actually on there.
How many were there?
Well, apart from, like, Manhunt, there's not much.
Well,
three.
I'm talking about stuff like of all Mad the World. Games that I just could not get into, really, I think No More Heroes was one of them.
I can't understand that game.
It looks kind of shit. I haven't played it, but it looks kind of shit.
I played it for half an hour and got bored. I gave up.
Yeah, I mean, I can see why someone would like it. Like, I think, doesn't Holmes really love it?
Yeah. I think he likes...
Most people love it, yeah.
Most people love it, but I just really couldn't get into it. And I think the same sort of thing happened with Mad World. Where...
I don't know, I liked Mad World, but I got bored after like the fifth mission when John DiMaggio was looping the same comments in the same match over and over and over and over.
Yeah, unfortunately, Mad World is the game best played like one mission a day.
Yeah.
Is Mad World better when it's an online beat-em-up game and it's on PS3 and it's called Anarchy Reigns?
Buy Anarchy Reigns, and it's not just online.
I take that as a guess.
I do not have a PlayStation.
Oh, what
device.
The 60 version, then?
I don't have PC 360. Master Race, bro.
I have a shitty PC. I don't have any money.
I love Anarchy Reigns so much. I think it was the second review it was the third review I did on Lost Dungeon ever. I gave it a 9.
Anarchy Reigns makes me sad because it just kind of got delayed, and then the hype that my friends had, because it seemed to get delayed for no reason.
Yeah.
And my friends were like, a few of my friends were talking about it, like in media, and they were like really hyped for it, and then it just didn't come out.
Yeah.
Would you still recommend it if I didn't have Xbox Live?
I enjoyed the online bit, but it was hardly the part I played the most. I thought the two campaigns were really fun.
Would you say it would have been better retaining the cool graphical style from Mad World?
I haven't played Mad World, but I understand this game is very different.
Yeah, Mad World was completely black and white except for the blood.
No, I mean like in everything, like just in gameplay. I mean, even though Jack is in both games, I mean, they're not canonically consistent. Like
which is odd.
I mean, it was fun playing Mad World when I started out because the commentators were not just John DiMaggio, but also Greg Proops, who I knew most from. Whose Line Is It Anyway?
I love Greg Proops, yeah.
Greg Proops.
He is fantastic in it.
Who's Greg Proops?
Anarchy Reigns is basically a classic beat-em-up, but instead of just walking in a linear level forward, every level is a hub world in which you do missions.
Hmm. Oh,
neat. So it would be like, hey, walk and activate this mission. Oh, beat up a bunch of thugs and throw them into walls and stuff. Okay, yeah, let's do that. The only negative aspect of that is that you need to do all the single player stuff to unlock the multiplayer stuff, which is sort of the main part of the game. But that's fine in theory because the campaigns are not too long and they're fun. But they also use an unlocking system to move on to the next part of the chapter. So you will have to replay missions. Which the game doesn't tell you that you have to do.
To beaches. Right. You're a girl. Okay.
Yeah.
And therefore, I can't believe you just on face value that you actually like video games.
That's true.
You are a fake nerd girl.
Yeah, I think a fake gamer girl.
Hold on, I need to get my fake glasses.
you take the real glasses.
do you have your shirt with Bazinga written on it?
Okay, I'm not, but I can write it on it now.
Do you have a DVD with one of the Doctor Who Christmas specials on it?
No, but I have the first season.
Okay,
do you have
enough.
A Star Trek tattoo?
That's going
no,
a bit far.
I have a Star Trek insignia on my wall.
If you, if I ask you about Doctor Who and you say that that David Tennant was your favourite, you're not a real fan and not a real geek.
Yeah. Well, I just wouldn't like him say that because David Tennant is
attractive.
Quite honestly, overrated.
If I would say the same thing if you said that Matt Smith was the best one.
Well, Matt Smith is also overrated.
I'll
say the same thing
off.
If you say that that Christopher Eccleston was the best one.
Hey, what was Chewbacca's home planet called?
It's called it's an episode
fake.
3.
Fake.
It's episode 3.
Walmart.
Kashyyyk.
Yes.
Kashyyyk. That's quite true.
So, video games.
No,
are you an Asperger's enough person to guess Chewbacca's home planet?
Kashyyyk was one of my favorite levels in Star Wars Battlefront 2.
Ah, that was a good one.
Hey, it's not God. Asperger. It's proper information. He lives in a fucking tree.
Talking about video games, a game's just popped up on Steam that I think we should all buy.
What is that?
I've posted a link to you. It's called My Best Friends, Cats and Dogs. This picture of this dog is staring at me, and he looks dead.
Oh my god, it's like somebody took an Nintendo.
This dog
looks
dead. And
should
someone's...
Oh wait, you can get the World of Animals Pets and Pals collection that comes with My Best Friends, Cats and Dogs, and My Pet Hotel, and My Pet Hotel 2. For only €28.
I think the subtitle for this game should be
Best of All the Animals. I love horses.
Right. Guys, can we all add the tag Nintendogs?
Yes.
I'm just happy that the tags are hardcore horror simulation.
Wait, what?
Which is appropriate because it does look like a taxidermy simulator.
Hardcore horror and simulation. Nice. Okay. Nintendogs.
So yeah,
Nintendogs.
And Jonathan Holmes.
No, yeah, Jonathan Holmes.
Oh, it has Steam Cloud, but it has no Steam cards.
I'm also gonna tag it with a pug.
You can play with a dog tag ready too.
Does it have any green cards?
Fuck, I'm just gonna add my favorite tags.
I'm just gonna add taxidermy.
How about wank material?
There's a guy
well,
here
if you're
just
adding taxidermy,
in
you need to add Chuck Testa.
Yes.
No.
Yeah. And Jonathan Holmes.
Yes. So yeah, Titanfall's got a cool thing. Like a really cool thing.
You know what? You can't add hentai as a tag.
What?
Aww. It's blocked.
How about deep dicking?
What is wrong with Valve?
Valve, why don't you allow hentai
on your
kids'
games?
I want to signal that I don't like anime. I want to put hentai in every single one of those Japanese games.
Yeah,
what is wrong with you,
Valve? Fix it, Hyundai.
Hey, guys. We want to take a trip in my Hyundai, drink some ice cold Pepsi Cola.
Titanfall's done a cool thing.
Nerd.
Is it cool like Pepsi Cola?
It is, yeah. If you get caught. If you get caught cheating, apparently it's been detecting cheaters since the beginning of the game started.
Right.
And now what they do, rather than banning you, they put you in your own matchmaking lobby against other cheaters.
Oh no,
wow.
It's low
That's
priority.
Cool.
So you can only play against other cheaters now.
Oh,
cheating
they do
is
like...
Really cool, I like that.
I think that's the best way of doing it. It's like, you can play against other banned players in something that will resemble the Wimbledon of aimbot contests. Hopefully the aimbot cheat you paid for really is the best. All these all-cheater matches could be really frustrating for you. Good luck.
Yeah, they do the same in Dota. They put you in low priority things, so you just play against all the Russians that scream all the time.
Well, no, Dota would ban you if you get caught using cheating software.
What? Because... That's cheating, yeah, probably.
Well, yeah, because VAC is a thing.
Very, very few cheaters, though. I have never heard of very much cheating in Dota.
Yeah, you can't. The thing the MOBAs have that, say, Counter-Strike GO doesn't have is they only send you, your computer, the information it really needs at the moment.
Yeah.
Whereas in CSGO, you're being sent all the player data all the time. It's just obfuscated. So
look
the
at
hacks...
you using those big fucking words.
Oh my god! Can someone tell indie developers that there is such a thing as too many filters?
Look at
the new Steam game Spate. The screenshots are giving me a headache.
Oh, my computer froze there a bit.
Spate. This looks like Limbo, which is
this does look like Limbo. Oh wow! Oh.
What are we looking at?
Right, I think if it had either the vignette or the sketch filter, he might be all right. But I think both is a bit much.
It's like he looked at Photoshop and thought, "I'm using all of this."
guys, please shut up and listen. There's a game right now called Gardens Inc. From Rakes to Riches on Steam.
No.
The trailer is in German. It's called Lawn and Order.
No! Oh my god, it is!
Why did they change it?
Law and Order. The Garden Office.
Why did it? It's perfect.
Oh my god, Law and Order!
Hardcore.
I think we missed the real kicker where Horror. Adam just said something in German.
Did he?
Yeah.
Hold on. All I did was look at the start trailer, but it's not going back to
me. Right, can we all add the tag Lawn and Order?
Yes. Adam Owen, please talk German to us.
All I did was say that the game is called Lawn
Adam,
and Order.
Talk German to me.
Adam Owen, tell me about racial purity.
Lock the gas chamber and baby.
Oh, that was the bad laugh.
That was the... Oh, I should not be laughing at this.
No, that was my... This is an upsetting laugh.
So is anything else happening in video games?
Well,
now?
I'm reading the plot to Law and Order right now.
Oh my god, there's a plot. Okay.
Jill's grandparents are deep in debt, and the dastardly Cliff Gold is eager to foreclose on their home. Her
oh
only
my god,
chance to raise the money they need to pay him off is to win the gardening contest. Cliff Gold will do anything he can to stop Jill from winning the contest, even if he has to participate himself. Without help, your Jill won't stand a chance. Will you be the one to help her and save her home from Gold's evil clutches?
I feel like you should read it in like a fake German accent.
It turns out what you actually have to do is you have to kill the guy and then put him like you have to raise an army of Triffids in order to take down.
Well,
basically,
it does...
it's plants versus plants.
Okay. I figured this would be Harvest Moon Breaking Bad edition.
Well, oh my god, yes.
Why don't they make a Breaking
will
Bad
have,
game?
You have some more.
Lawn and Order!
You'll be very correct because manage your time and resources effectively.
Oh,
in
yeah.
This time management gardening adventure.
Oh, yeah.
Gardening.
With both limited time and resources,
you
must work quickly and efficiently to get the highest possible score. So, yeah, German is very appropriate.
Oh.
Have you guys seen Pet Hotel on Steam?
No.
Is it like Minion Onion
Tommy,
Hotel?
You
is
said that was German, but was it just Doctor Strangelove, really?
Yeah, basically that's my default.
Do you mean Pet Hotel 1 or Pet Hotel 2?
Is this that one?
I looked
where
at the second one.
What is this?
What is this? Is this The Sims?
There's a great picture of just a woman standing in a pen and an arrow pointed towards her, and it's saying, "This is you."
Well, that's cool. A Renpy game has been put on Steam.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I played the demo of it for my YouTube channel a few days ago, Science Girls. It's an RPG made in Renpy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool.
Oh, so that is good.
It's only €3.75 right now.
Buy it for us.
I'm buying it for myself. Fuck you.
Jerk.
So, might as well go over, sales and things. Is there anything... I mean, Fez just came out on the PS store for the PS.
Yeah,
yeah,
it came out 2 weeks ago.
Speaking of
is
that,
what you should be telling the listeners.
It's
well,
the
no,
weird
one
thing
week.
About this, because I don't know what to make of the PlayStation Store updates anymore, because basically, like for example, the second part of Burial at Sea, that's still not out.
Really?
And yeah, I've checked before we started recording, and I still cannot play it, but I could. But I bought Fez today, so it's like some of the stuff they mentioned in the post is out, some of it isn't. So you have to actually specifically search for Fez. It doesn't appear on like a front page or anything.
Mine's being a bit weird. Like, if I search for Fez, it will come up with a list of games, and it will be like, oh, do you want Fez on the PS3, Fez on the PS4? But if I click see all, it takes me to a search page where it can't find Fez. I don't quite know what's going on there.
Does Fez even exist?
Either way, I refuse to buy it because that one time Phil Fish said that he's going to shove every Japanese game up his bum.
Well, I'm going to buy it because... I'm going to buy it because I like fun games, and it looks like a fun game.
But, yeah, it but looks absolutely said... amazing on a Vita, if you have the good model, that is.
I have. Well, yeah. I think everyone should have the good model. No one should be forced to buy the fucking Slim.
Do we have questions?
No one should.
We do have questions.
Little
Adam, I have a question for you.
Oh, dear.
Do you poo?
No, you know what? How do you get your city so white?
It's not snow. It's racial equality. Did I say equality? I meant it's racially equal because there's only one race there. So, you know.
Okay, let me get find the questions. They are spread out here and there. Vid has a weight problem.
Da-da-da.
He's quite fat.
I'm not obese. Merely overweight. Obesity line is in sight.
I got massive titties.
Oh.
I wish I have to pee.
Oh.
Okay. From the Blackjack and Hookers group, we have from Egil Andresen. Fucking foreign names. Does this look infected? Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it depends.
How much money do you have?
If you don't have enough money, you probably got AIDS, bro. Sorry.
Yeah. That's how it works.
Ross Liu. Dangerous if you go to Judah.
Liu. Can I just ask, why do we get you to read the names when you can't pronounce any of them?
Fuck off. That's why. Fuck off.
Okay, cool.
I am the community outreach manager. Fuck off.
Community Third Reich manager.
Third Reich. Okay. Ross Jew asks, have you ever had an orgasm so strong you lost your hearing for several minutes?
Minutes?
Bro,
I've never had an orgasm so strong that my ears have popped. That's never happened.
That sounds like something I should incorporate in one of my drugs.
Unless I'm on a plane when it happens. It doesn't tend to...
Well, you mean you haven't banged in an airplane?
No, I'm not a member of the Mile High Club.
Maybe at a concert with really shit PA, where you actually do... get the ringing for the next couple hours after.
Yeah, I don't maybe. Think that does. And we have Venquist. Fucking Swedish name started the worst.
Finnish.
No, Venquist. She says that the last name is Swedish. Why do people get obsessed about certain celebrities like Emma Watson or the girl from Hungry Hungry Games?
Because for some reason they think I could sleep with them.
They look so bland to me. It's like the brunette with the hair, and she is a brunette in a movie.
Like Ellen Page, essentially.
Maddie, you admitted earlier that you can't even remember people's faces.
Yeah.
You are not in a position to
judge. You know what? Because they have nothing that stand out. I remember attractive people's faces. Slam on Sam. And sorry, Matt. Sorry, Sam. You're not beautiful enough for me to remember you.
it could be the fact that we talk over audio. That
if I saw you, I would just look shoulders. That would be going through my mind, just shoulders. So if Emma Watson had shoulders like that, bro, worth talking about.
So basically, your standards of beauty end on shoulders.
With men, yes. With women, feet.
Well, feet are nice. I like feet doing feet massages.
I love finding out things about you, Tommy. Kissy boy. Charlie Oldfield asks, Jizz Monkeys? Question mark?
Is that the sequel to Skull Monkeys? Because I've been waiting for that, but I don't want to pay for it.
Bro, I don't know.
Well, that's an obscure reference.
You're so drunk.
Skull Monkeys is the sequel to The Neverhood.
Oh, what? Yeah! God, the fucking Neverhood. I forgot that existed.
Huh.
Sorry, I'm remembering the Neverhood now. I'm just off in my own little world. Neverhood was cool.
You know what? I think it's Shoulders who's talking now, and you're a jerk.
What?
What's that, right?
Wrong. What? This is Shoulders. The other one wasn't.
Oh, god damn it. Shoulders is the one that sounds poor, but it's very rich.
Maddie, it's if I bring up an old PC game and someone responds, it's...
Come on, you can do this. You've been practicing.
Hey, remember Ultima 3?
Oh, Sam.
Yes.
Yeah, the really, really high-pitched one with the tiny face.
Hey, and Sam! How you doing?
Yeah.
Hello, Governor.
Old PC game.
Oh my god, am I
Sam.
Talking to myself?
Old Amiga game. Tommy. It's that easy.
Okay, and Nintendo.
Hey, I'm not British. He's not confusing me with everyone else.
No, you sound like Tommy Wiseau, though.
Yeah, MMOs is Shoulders.
Oh, that's right. Shoulders, MMOs,
and GameCube is Adam. Like, how difficult is this?
Who's best at fisting?
Look, Maddie, you are this podcast's Mary Sue character.
Where
listeners, right, can put themselves into your shoes, where they're like, wow, he's confused about all these voices, just like I am. I can relate with this person.
No, I don't.
It's like
I
I'm really there. That's a trope. Just look it up on TV Tropes.
Shut up. I have two more questions. Shut up. I don't want to be in Spider-Man. I don't like those movies. Matt Jonas says... Yeah, I can't read this. If you say pachinko to a Chinese person, is it racist?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, if you are on the set of The Price is Right, then no.
But
they have pachinko in the...
How is it racist? Someone explain this to me.
I'm imagining that the tone in which he's saying it would be racist.
Have you ever walked past a pachinko parlor?
Yeah, if you got fucking pachinko.
It's the loudest fucking thing in the entire world. It's like five heavy metal concerts going on at the same time. It's horrific.
And how is it offensive to a Chinese person?
Because it has a racist word in the middle of it.
Assume it would be sort of like a Chinese person going up to me and going, arcade machine.
No, you completely missed out on why it's offensive.
Yeah, you are not quite grasping this.
Spell out the word.
It has the word chink in it.
No, but that's just how it's said.
That's an offensive word.
It's an offensive word referring to.
I actually never
have
knew
you never
that
heard
the word.
What?
No, I don't believe.
I mean, I would. I guess that I'd be offensive because
I would just say
that it's shit pinball.
You know, I don't usually hang out with racist people, so...
You hang out with us all the time.
You do.
Well,
we are racism experts.
I've only been on, like, 10 episodes.
We are racism incarnate.
You know what? I don't like minorities.
Yeah, I guess.
For virtue of being minorities, or for a reason?
You know, just because they wear baggy pants. Don't think that's okay. last one. Jeff Jesus Christ. Jeff Schiffbauer. Yeah.
Fine,
asks,
we were
the Führer asks, why did I do that horrible thing so long ago? Will my mind ever recover? I think the thing he did in the 40s was totally okay.
Okay.
You did for the power, and the answer is now.
Yeah, you are forever broken, boy. Boy. Now get your tits out. Tommy, get your tits out.
Oh, Tommy.
I have them out. I'm in a bathrobe. I've been in a bathrobe all the time.
Have you been recording in a bathrobe all the time?
Yeah.
Has your dick been out?
Well,
be honest now.
Yeah.
Oh!
We got it.
Thomas' dick has been out the entire time.
He might have been muted at the time, but it doesn't matter.
He probably had a cheeky wank.
Probably just like, yeah, I can check.
Tommy, be honest. Did you grab a feel?
Did I what?
Did you feel yourself up?
No, not really.
Oh.
I had very sweaty balls during all this.
You always have sweaty balls.
Not always. It felt sort of hot today, and my balls became very sweaty. I just wanted you to know that.
We got another question, because I think we're scraping the bottom of the barrel here.
What? My balls are great. And yeah, we're all done on questions now.
Oh, okay.
Fantastic penis, huh?
Pimpage!
Pimpage!
Pimpy things.
I have a podcast I haven't uploaded yet, Silver Screeners, to Adam Owen every weekend. I have my YouTube channel. I do Let's Plays and Vlogs, and Art Talk is on there. Art Talk. Famous video game developers watches it, and it makes me scared. Yeah. Jonathan Blow watched it.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
Oh, congrats.
Oh my God.
I was terrified when I heard that.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah. Okay.
Did he like it?
Okay, now that you're developing The Witness.
Yeah, Jonathan Blow. No, Final Battle. Final Battle is the podcast I do.
Jonathan Blow.
So, jonathanblow.com.
That's all you
find,
do from now on.
You can find Andrea's podcast. It's great.
Follow me on Twitter, Jonathan. No, wait. Final Battle, every Monday. That's up. That's fun. We talked about things. And what else do I do? Oh, yeah, of course. My Twitter account is Andrea_Ritsu. That's ANDREA_RITSU. I don't know why I need to spell it. It's quite obvious these days. And my Tumblr is andrea-tobici.tumblr.com. And is there anything else? I have changed my username on it. You need to know. I don't think so. All right, good.
Yeah, yeah.
Woohoo!
Yay.
Sam, tell us about your day and get your dick out.
Oh, yeah, I do things. No, I've not done much recently. I have Twitter. I'm working on a game that I don't know if I'll release on TNT. I don't know if I'm allowed to, because it's for uni. If I'm allowed to, then I will. It's a clone of VVVVVV. Done in a text-based engine, so it's like a DOS text mode game. But yeah, that's coming along. That's all I've been doing. So I'm spam can on Twitter as normal. So yeah.
Adam Owen, your new profile picture.
One guy, someone asks why, and all I can think of saying was, "This internet needs a better class of criminal. I'm gonna give it to them."
It's horrific. You're a bad man, Adam Owen. Tell us, Adam Owen, plug yourself.
I don't think I've seen this.
Go to Facebook.
Oh, dear.
This is something I do every now and then to just see who's... It's a way of, like, screaming in the middle of a crowd.
Who pays attention to you?
Exactly. But, yeah, I have the Adam Likes to Watch blog. By the time this episode comes out, my latest review will be Captain America Does a Thing, the movie.
Yep.
Adam Owen FTW is my account on Twitter and my Tumblr account as well. And very soon I'll start drawing again.
Yay!
Yeah.
Sweet.
Good.
My Twitter handle is @JonathanBlow. Next.
I've Bart. Done it.
He just Bart. He's not even doing this on purpose, you know. This is a genuine mistake.
My Twitter handle is at @MattSpeaksWords. You can find me on Tumblr, which is again MattSpeaksWords.tumblr.com. I mainly talk about like D&D, role playing, tabletop games, stuff like that. So enjoy that if you want.
Can you have a? Can your fan have a Twitter account? And it'll be just where every time it turns on.
Like every time I say something like I really liked watching Ghostbusters again, and it would reply by saying,
"It agrees with you." It's yeah. Like, you guys, have to listen. Guys, you have to listen to the oscillation to it.
I just had the best idea to ruin someone's life in school.
Let force them to listen to Podteed.
No, you know how there's the thing, if you pass notes in class, teacher will be like, oh, read that for the entire class.
Yeah.
So why don't you just write down a bunch of spoilers for new films or TV series, like Game of Thrones, who dies in it, and stuff like that on a note that they're passing around class until someone is caught.
I can't remember where I saw this. It's right here. Apparently a teacher was fed up with people talking, so threatened to spoil Game of Thrones because she'd read all the books, apparently.
Yeah, so, I love that story.
That's amazing. Like, threatened to spoil it for them if they didn't shut up.
Not technically corporal punishment.
No, it's not. But, you know, it's not good.
You can't really... Spoiling old books, you can't count that as punishment. No. So, no.
But it's hilarious.
I mean, it's legally, it's not a punishment.
Exactly.
No. Yeah.
Many more plugs.
I don't have anything to plug.
I think that's everyone.
I just want to kiss Tommy. Tommy, Tommy, Tommy. Gonna sneak it inside you.
And Maddie gets the belt.
Woo!
She has the belt now.
Slavery is great.
Yeah.
Maddie Shoestring. Being the winner of the Podteed Wrestling Belt, please tell me, how does it feel?
Oh, I do declare. It feels like a newly polished dildo in the bottom.
I'm sure it does. I mean, the Southern Dandy will go down in history now.
Very
I hope
much,
you're proud.
Very much so. I am in very much erotic love with him.
Come boy, cater to me.
And so come boy indeed, come boy indeed. Thank you for watching Podteed Wrestling. That's a 3DS.
I'm sorry, I was just compelled to play it right now.
So slavery makes you want to play on the 3DS? The fuck, bro? The fuck? That little scream you did there, that was very nice.
I didn't even mean to do that, that really hurt my throat.
Bye.
Oh, cuddly boys.
Yeah, bye.